This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Good morning and welcome in to Robbie and Rex Road here on 102.5 The Game, presented by Green Ventures Landscaping for homes and businesses that want to stand out, not blend in. Visit greenventureslandscaping.com. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Friday morning. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Joe Rex Road, happy Friday. What's going on?
Happy Friday. Not much. You know, the Detroit Pistons have won five in a row. My best in sports was Tobias Harris yesterday.
The old man.
Yeah, the old 33-year-old. And he was great again last night. Cade Cunningham, I tell you what, feeling good. Feeling good in the D.
Hey, I mean, I think the last two times that you've just totally declared Detroit sports dead, they've at least briefly revive themselves. So, shout out to the Tigers earlier this year, but now the Pistons.
Yeah, the Tigers will never win another game, but yeah. I just was a little premature on their
maybe
death.
This will be 3-3.
Let's hope, because it's ugly.
Well, it turns out in baseball, when you don't have a single pitcher, that's a problem.
Yeah, like, wow, well, I really hope Justin Verlander can come back at some point. He'd be our best pitcher.
At age 70.
Yeah, yeah.
Ian, how we doing? What's going on?
Good morning. Doing just fine. Thanks. Happy Friday. Should be beautiful weather today, tomorrow, maybe a little rain Sunday, but looks like some beautiful spring weather to hang outside this weekend. Should be nice.
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Don't forget, I already picked up a little flowers yesterday. Throw those out there. So
You've already given them to her?
Yeah, I did,
okay,
actually.
Okay, I was going to say, you just outed yourself, if not. Okay.
Yeah, no, I did. Yeah, okay. She's already seen them, so I just went ahead and got
Look
a little.
Look at you,
just
going throw those out early. There.
Yeah.
That's pretty strong.
Just sprinkle it in throughout the week. And then this way, you don't have to necessarily forget at the end.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit here, a little bit there. I was out of town for a couple days. So, yeah. But doing good. I watched a few minutes last night. Kept up some hockey. Looks like the Flyers are in trouble.
Yeah, I think they're done. Yeah, about done.
But,
frankly,
yeah, how about
probably
my,
done before the series started.
How about my Pistons, huh?
Yeah.
Holding up in weekend winners for me last week. You guys did not have faith, yeah. Joe especially.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But
it could be Pistons against your Knicks here pretty soon.
Should be a fun weekend. Hopefully the OG injury is not too bad for the Knicks.
Well, I'm glad it didn't take J.J. Redick long to start complaining about the officiating.
All the
in
Lakers.
The series in which they have no chance.
All the Lakers apparently
never had
complaining.
Any chance.
Yep.
But good to see. I mean, JJ Redick continues to be every time I watch him speak, I'm just like, man, I really don't like him at all.
What did he say?
Well, I mean, it's not a new complaint from him, but LeBron's got just the worst whistle of any superstar in the history of American sports, basically.
Oh, okay. That's I mean,
never mind, they got beat by 18, so
right.
There's that.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. I mean, he definitely has a worse whistle than 23, but, you know, everybody does. So, you know, everybody in the history of sports does. So, so if you're going to make that comparison, what's that?
Even Brady?
Well, I mean, quarterbacks, it's hard. You know,
Tuck rule?
It's like the whistle. You know, to me, it's like the superstar whistle. That really is a basketballer or kind of a hockey thing, right? Like, wouldn't it really?
Probably.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could take it to baseball and talk strike zone or something like that. Benefit of the doubt. But football doesn't really work, does it?
I don't know. There are thousands of people who believe that if they just called the tuck rule properly, that Brady would have never got started.
Well,
so I have no idea.
That is true. The tuck rule would be someone getting a whistle. Of course, that was before anybody. You're like, oh, this scrub.
Oh yeah,
who barely played at Michigan. Oh,
who's this idiot out there?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Turns out he ended up being pretty good. At least top three best AFC East quarterbacks ever.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Redick is unlikable. You know, real quick, Draymond is also not endearing himself.
He's not
this week. You know, but also people are like, now people are going way too far on him too, as you would expect, because again, you know, it's like people don't understand that half the game is defense. But he's absolutely never been the player Barkley was. I get the joke he was trying to make, but it just kind of fell flat, and then it just sort of came off like him being a jerk, you know? I was actually a little surprised that Barkley didn't, like, just, you know, give it back to him. Barkley's kind of an old, chill man now. Yeah. So, yeah.
He's losing weight?
Yeah, he is. He is. Also, did you see, like, Carmelo, you know, and the whole thing with Carmelo and Dan Patrick? Yeah. It's a long story, but it's all about the Draymond thing, which becomes the Draymond-Austin Rivers beef. And then
I saw the Austin Rivers beef.
Yeah, and then Dan Patrick is asking Reggie Miller about that whole thing, and then he said, just tell me, whose career would you rather have? Would you rather have, you know, Draymond's or Carmelo's, right? Carmelo's great score, Draymond four ring. And, you know, Reggie's like, well, it's all about the championship, so, you know, I'd pick Draymond. So then, like, Carmelo somehow gets offended by that. He's like, keep my name out of your mouth. He's like, first of all, like, you're in media, like, and also, like, understand what – no one was even ripping you. He just used you as an example of someone with no rings, but with
that's
a
actually kind of a compliment when you think about it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Carmelo, I don't know if you've seen him at all.
I've seen him.
He's bad.
Holy not very good.
Crap. It's some people just shouldn't do it, and he's just go ahead and don't anymore.
I mean, look, my guy is Dwayne Wade, who has called games, who I believe was on the call for the gold medal game a couple years ago when the USA won, and he's awful at it. So I would not I'd not do that anymore either.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Is he still trying to do it?
I don't think so. Not a ton.
Yeah. That's right. I totally forgot about that. But that's no way better. Like, I don't know what Carmelo's in the studio. Like, it's like you add nothing, Carmelo. Glad we could rip Carmelo today.
Hey, why not? Maybe he'll call in. The NCAA tournaments are expanding to 76 teams. Not that this is any sort of surprise, Joe, because we've talked about this now for a couple of weeks, but it is now official. It has been announced, and the NCAA tournaments are expanding to this. So we've gone through our reaction to this. I mean, I don't really know that we've heard from a single person, which is really a difficult thing to do in sports, but I don't know that we've heard from a single person who says, yep, good job. Good idea on this. So that part of it is interesting. You did the exercise at the Athletic this week. Which is worse, NCAA tournament expansion to 76 or college football playoff expansion to 24, which feels like that is coming at some point here in the world of college football. I guess we'll see what happens on that front. Do they go from 12 to 16 first? Do they go all the way from 12 to 24 first? Either way, it's coming at some point, one of the two. So we'll see what happens there. But what's the reaction been to the story that you've put out there at the Athletic this week?
Well, I learned here that if you want people to like see it, then you don't make it a reply to another post. Because I posted my story, and then I posted the poll as a reply. So like I've got 67 people in like 20 hours.
Shout out to those 67.
Yeah, good job finding it, 67 people. But let's see. I'll still give you the results. We've got the poll just said dumber : a 24 team CFP, a 76 team NCAA tournament, and the 76 team 61.2% to the 24 team CFP 38.8%. There are some people who are arguing like other divisions have the, you know, that, so this just makes sense, which, you know, okay. I get it. I still think it's incredibly dumb, and I still am holding out some hope that you know, somehow Greg Sankey will win against Tony Petitti, but the coaching,
he's not being helped.
Profession is on the side of let's just give everybody a trophy. Give me a chance again. I can lose four games and get in the playoffs. So yeah, that sounds good to me.
Well, Josh Pate made a good point on this a couple weeks ago, and he's absolutely right. The SEC coaches are pissed off because they've expanded to 9 conference games, and with that expansion, they were told that playoff expansion was coming, and it hasn't yet. That's what it is. Like, this is SEC coaches are saying, well, all right, we've done this, we've bitten this bullet, we've gotten to 9 conference games, and you told us that playoff expansion was coming because of that, so the losses wouldn't impact us all that much, and now here we are still sitting here at 12. So they're mad about it, and that's what it is.
Well, and Sankey thought that they'd get to 16, and then everybody would be fine, but the 24 guy is pushing hard, so I'm holding out a glimmer of hope, but it doesn't look great. And 24 is, I'm concerned about that. And I'll accept all of your rips of me for like being for any kind of expansion, because now you're really changing the math in the regular season. And maybe, you know, maybe it won't have the impact that I think, and you know, it's still huge games, and it's like rivals, and 100,000 people are showing up, and it's still a big deal.
Yeah,
but I mean, you can certainly see how some coaches would approach things differently if you know they're ranked third and there's three games left and they're undefeated, and it's like why am I going to get banged up for the playoff? I mean, that's you know the concern.
There's a comment on your story that kind of. I read it, and I was like, yeah, I think that's going to be a lot of people that are involved in this that these decision-makers just don't think about that we've talked about. And this is from Andrew H. On the comment section at The Athletic of Joe Rexford's story. It says this.
Hi, Andrew.
I'm less likely to watch the regular season in both sports, which are becoming glorified scrimmages as postseason slots grow. I'm also less likely to care by the time we get to the postseason since I've not had any reason to invest in the chase throughout the season. So I'll go from watching a lot of college sports to a casual observer. Maybe that's just me, but if it's more than the TV people think, that's going to cause some real revenue issues. I don't know about the last part because, look, I have been – one of the things I've been concerned about this whole time, even going back to the expansion from four, is, well, when you're – actively, in my opinion, hurting your regular season product by limiting the meeting on some of these games, is it going to show up in the TV ratings? And it hasn't to this point. Now, going from 12 to 24, that's a huge difference. So we'll see what that looks like. But at the end of the day, like I understand it's football and people are going to watch. So I understand that part of it. The basketball part of that I think is going to be really interesting because I think there are lots of people who are kind of like me, who are casual college basketball observers, who towards the end of the regular season, into the conference tournaments, start to really care and watch. And now it's just like, okay, well, everybody's getting in the tournament. The conference tournaments at this point are going to basically mean nothing when it comes to the top programs and what that's all going to look like and all these things. So I guess I'll start watching in like the second, third round of the NCAA tournament. Like what? Like people don't think about that when they start making these decisions and all they see is green.
Yeah. Well, and again, the whole green thing is that with basketball, it's
not really changing that much.
Yeah. Like he said that yesterday, Dan Gavitt said they think they can get 130 million more over 6 years. So that's for the whole field over 6 years. That's really not much at all. And that's because they're okay. We'll let the booze ads come in. Okay.
Yeah.
So they're like, this is all the conferences wanted. All the, you know, not all the coaches want it. Some coaches were not for it. But yeah, the issue with it is, I mean, you're going from 68 to 76, so that's not like dramatic in terms of, you know, that. And the regular season in basketball to me is like, I mean, I love it, but it's and you know, the games matter, like they care, they play hard, all that stuff. That's also not football. I mean, that's the thing. Like in football, you're risking serious injury every time you play a game.
Yeah.
And that's where, you know, so that's one huge difference here. But yeah, the question is, the casual fan now with these brackets, they're all, you know, all these games you got. I mean, you got six games a day, Tuesday and Wednesday now. So, I mean, people would just bypass these first four games, right? Since they added, I mean, the bracket's basically the same. But now, man, it's does that get casual people who just say, man, forget it, you know? And I'm not, because I mean, just filling out a bracket is a big reason people watch it too. Like little kids and people who aren't into basketball, just because they want their bracket to do well.
Yep. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Off and running on the program today, taking your reaction. NCAA tournament expansion is now official. What's worse, expansion of the NCAA tournament or possible expansion of the college football playoff to 24 teams? More thoughts on that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Taking your thoughts at 615-737-1025. What's worse, NCAA tournament expansion to 76, which is now official, or a potential college football playoff expansion to 24, which could be coming at some point? A lot of different thoughts on this. Sonny on the text line. Says, I love college sports, especially football. I feel myself losing a little more interest after each of these changes or expansions. The people making these decisions don't appear to care about the fans. Matt from Fairview says, I don't think the casual fan won't care the way I see it. More games to gamble on. This from Matt from Fairview on the text line, which I have heard that before of, hey, give me more inventory to watch, and that will lead to more inventory to gamble on for some of these people as well.
That is true. Get excited for those 15 against 15 games and 12. I mean, but all the 16s now have to play each other in one of the early games.
Yes,
you know,
that's what we all want.
Yeah. So this quote is just incredible to me. Dan Gavitt, who I guess his title is the NCAA Senior Vice President of Basketball, they had a conference call yesterday after this debacle. And here's Dan Gavitt's quote. Quote, there are 32 conferences in the NCAA, and not one of them is opposed to expansion at any level. That's a pretty powerful statement. While I know that there's not excitement in some corners of the media and fan base, our schools and conferences are saying, we need this. Dan, if you think this is some corners,
yeah. I by some corners you mean all corners, then yeah.
I mean, it's just like I don't even know what to say anymore. Sometimes, man, it's just complete dismissal of the customer, and that's where again, like you said, look, the numbers are good, and frankly, look, let's be honest, like I mean. If it comes down to it, I'd rather see the numbers be good because, you know, like jobs are tied to like people watching sports and things like that. But I really think that you're messing. And that's the difference. To me, that's why I do lean toward basketball on this question because although I think the football issues could be more dramatic, you had something basically perfect for 40 years. For 40 years. That's yeah. hard to do. Like, you don't see – you look around sports in America, pro and college sports, and how many formats go 40 years without really being
– doesn't happen.
Yeah, because you found, like, the perfect thing that is, yes, the hardcore fans love it, you know, and to me, the regular season is, you know, I mean, it's still – I think they've done a great job lately of giving us great games and these preseason tournaments if you love basketball. But – again, well, if you don't, you're into this thing, you know?
Right.
And so that's what I wonder is are you losing people?
Well, the regular season part of this is why I'm football on this. I just, to me, one of the greatest things in all of sports in my lifetime has been college football regular season because every single game matters. And now it doesn't. I mean, there's no way you could possibly make the argument now that every game matters. I mean, when they expand to 24 teams – if you're Ohio State, I mean, you're basically just getting warmed up all year to go play in the college football playoff. There's no drama to it anymore, right? Like if you're Georgia, if you're these teams that are traditionally at the top, and again, and people have made this point, it's also, I mean, it's completely different from the standpoint of, like, we've talked about Cinderella and what that looks like in college basketball and how that seems to be fading. Well, it's never really even been there in football, and now you've got a 24-team potential playoff where it's like, all right, you know, we've had to watch James Madison get in there last year and get their doors blown off. We've had to watch some of these other teams that just don't stand in. And even like, you know, let's say Joe Milton's Tennessee team, right? Like in a 24-team playoff, they might have been in there.
Yeah.
Like it had been close, but they might have been in there. Like, did we need to watch that team play in the college football playoff?
No.
Probably not.
No, just go look at the top 25 and look at the other teams receiving votes. That's your pool.
Yeah.
That's where we're going to be arguing now, you know. I mean, in fact, I'll do it as I'm talking, but I mean, you know, it's just, no. It. Well, this is, to me, then, what college, so, okay, so let's take it. Because, again, basically college sports in every way. It has become pro sports, right?
Yeah.
And there's no question about it. So take it to the NFL because I love the NFL regular season, right? Different things. I mean, you're right. I agree with you, and it's never going to be the same what college football was, where basically it's like if you're one of those top teams, you basically have to be perfect. If you lose that one game, you know, that's it. Even, again, going back to the poll era, which is not a good era, but the regular season and even like conference championships matter, and conferences made sense, and you had rivals that you play, you know, like all the things that have been blown up by these idiots in charge who have no accountability and are just chasing dollars until they cash their chips in and get the hell out and leave the mess for someone else. But to me, if you're going to if you're going to go this route, then what would make it more important, more conclusive? Well, first of all, the bowls have to be the hell out of it. And so why do NFL teams keep playing? Because they're playing for the top seed, they're playing for home field, right? Like that to me is the only way to still make it relevant, is that, okay, you know, Ohio State and Michigan are playing late and the winner's getting a home game.
Or you need to have 12 regular season games that are just Power Four games. Like, and people don't want to do that because it's going to kill the lower teams of college football. But if you're not going to do that, then you don't need to go to 24. Like, you're adding, you know, three games on a schedule for these teams that are just totally meaningless, and other than keeping programs afloat for, like, I guess Tennessee paying UAB $1.5 million to come get their behinds kicked in Neyland Stadium. Like, so you're eliminating three games right there from, and let's just say, so the SEC's playing nine, and then you're going one Power Four game. So 10 games, you're going Power Four opponents. Well, you got these other two games that are just going to be absolute cupcakes out there all the time, and you're trying to determine a 24-team playoff at that point. So you have 10 games, basically, that you're playing at that point. And it's not all equitable around, you know, depending on which conference you're looking at. It's just stupid.
Like, right. And even within the conference, oh, my God, we got so the best unbalanced three teams. Yeah. They got none of the best three teams. Yeah, it's all of it is – it really is, like, just disfigurement. I'll hit this real quick when we come back. I'll hit this real fast.
All right, we'll take your thoughts at 615-737-1025, our phone number. Hang with us. We'll get to your thoughts on our phone and text lines. Coming up next, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Taking your thoughts at 615-737-1025. Let's welcome Jared in Spring Hill to the program on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Jared, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, firstly, thank you, fellas. Firstly, happy Mother's Day, even when it ain't. So, just a big weekend this weekend.
Yes.
You know, I'm definitely more, like, I guess care more about the possible expansion of the college football. And that's, you know, they haven't done it yet, so we can't really get all that upset about it. So, but I just think about it from, you know, as a football coach, I think about how things are staggered, you know, in Tennessee, for example, with the different classes, right? And that's done so because football is a pretty little tolling sport on your athletes. And if you're like, and I understand, like, you know, this is maybe not happening, maybe won't happen. But you're opening yourself to the potential of having these college players play up against talent that they have no business playing, and then some of these kids could get seriously hurt. And I know I sound like the old man, get off my lawn with this, but, you know, it's going to take one of those kids who has no business out there running around and is just going to get his clock cleaned on national television. And he's like, oh, really? Should, you know, JMU's, you know, 5'9", 160 corner be trying to guard Jeremiah Smith, and he gets, you know, freaking blindside blocked over the middle? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just those types of things that I feel like you're just opening up more. Basketball, fine, whatever. You already messed with that. Like you said, Joe said he had something great for 40 years, and you messed with it, so keep tinkering with it. You done messed it up. Now, unless you go back, you can't make it any better. But, you know, so at some point, some of these kids need to be taken in consideration because, you know, it's at the end of the year, and every team is on their second or third string people. I mean, depth is – you know, something to be sought after by every college team. And these smaller schools don't really have the same amount of depth. And all for what? The TV dollar? So, again, it's just a little different with football for me especially. But, you know, anyways, I'm the old man, get off your lawn. But, hey, happy Mother's Day to all of them out there. And hope you all have a great weekend too, man. Love the show.
Thank you, Jared. Appreciate it. Yeah, I just think – in both cases, one thing that's, I think, similar in both cases, whether it's 2014 playoff, whether it's expansion to 76, is the fans don't want it. That's, overwhelmingly, they don't want it. And look, we can have the argument as to whether or not the even like the 12-team playoff is even worth the time with the teams that already make it in terms of competing for a national championship. I mean, the argument doesn't exist for 24. Like, I brought up the Joe Milton Tennessee team. There's no reason for that team to be competing for a national championship. No one wants to see it. I don't want to see it. It makes no sense to me. You know, think about some of the teams that were on the bubble this year being ranked. Like, you want to watch them play in the college football playoff? It's just stupid. But I think that's where we're headed here. And as far as the other point, you know, Jared talked about it expanded to 76. If you can fix it one day, if it goes back, it ain't going back.
Yeah. Like, it never goes back.
Toothpaste is out of the tube at this point.
Yeah. So that's the thing. And again, we've argued about the like going up from four, which again, one of my arguments is that the whole is for whatever reason, from BCS to four, like all of a sudden the playoff just became like the focal point. You take it to four, so give a little more access, whatever. I mean, again, you're not going back. But I think even at 12, I like 12. I mean, it may not be perfect, but I think 12 is fine. I just wouldn't want to go much more. We've kind of talked about, you know, 16 seems like it's the obvious ending point. That's what I always thought. Like, well, they're probably going to end up getting a 16, which might be too much. But now they're just trying to blow past it. So, again, let's go to last year, you know. 18, you know, 17, you got your 9-4 Iowa Hawkeyes ranked 17. This is the final rankings, but these are the teams, you know, that we'd be talking about. You know, Tulane and JMU, USC, not very good last year. Michigan, very middling, not four-loss team. USC, four-loss team. Houston.
Yeah, who wants to watch that?
Navy, North Texas, TCU, Illinois, Washington, Duke, Arizona, Georgia Tech. You get to Tennessee with a team receiving votes last year. I mean, like these are the teams that you're going to be talking about. And I can't, like, none of those teams, because even at 12 last year, okay, and it was, you know, every year's different, but, like, some of the teams that got left out. I mean, look, I think Notre Dame, like, you know, Notre Dame, I could see them making a run. I know that we're biased here, but, like, with Vanderbilt, like, I'm like, I'd like to see them in a playoff with that offense, you know? Like, I think they could make a run. I think that they could do damage. BYU, like, those were good teams. Those are the bubble teams last year. I can live with that. I mean, I'm, you know, yes, if you had a smaller field, then you wouldn't consider some of those teams, and you'd be, I mean, it was a weird year last year. But certainly, to me, those bubble teams last year are teams that I could see making a run in the tournament. The teams I just mentioned at the bottom of the top 25, it's there's no thanks. No thank you. Go play in the Poulon Weed Eater Independence Bowl.
Yeah.
Which doesn't exist. But
have fun at the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Yeah. But that's what it's going to be. And it's just so yes, the people who argue for it, and actually we've had some good little, you know, even in the Slack channels at work here at The Athletic, we've had – you know, there are people that point out some things, such as, you know, there are games now that previously be like, well, whoever wins doesn't matter. One of them's going to the Pop-Tart Bowl, and now it's a huge game for, you know, to try to get in, and that's fine. I mean,
there are just as many, if not more, that are totally meaningless now because you've taken the stakes away in the regular season, which has been my argument the whole time.
Yeah,
even dating back to the 14. And now it's even worse.
Yeah. I mean, I'm actually going through a – you know, there's some people who say, okay, so now people won't be afraid to schedule those big games. You know, that's we talk about that. Like,
okay, but they may not be afraid to schedule the big games, but there's no stakes to them anymore. That's the whole point. Like, it's great. They're not afraid to schedule big games because no one's afraid of losing anymore because everybody's getting in the playoff.
Right.
Who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean – yeah, yeah. I guess if those games are early in the year, you know, it's like, well, it's important to win that game now. If you lose it later in the year, you may actually be in games that matter. But yeah, I mean, it's not good. It's way too much, and I don't know. I don't know if Greg Sankey gets as much blame as anybody for what they've done to basketball. He led the charge, and he is right up there at the top of the list of people who are completely jacking up college sports. At least he's arguing against this thing right now, you know, which of course is on behalf of the SEC and it's self-serving and all that. But right now, he's Obi-Wan Kenobi. So we'll see if anybody if he gets any help on that.
Yeah, I mean, one of the other arguments that I've heard that just kind of drives me nuts, and people they bring up Ohio State a couple years ago when they do this, and it's fine, but like the. See, Ohio State lost the last game against Michigan. That dropped them two losses on the year. In a lot of these years, they would have been out of it, and then they went on and steamrolled everybody and won the whole thing and proved that they were the best team in the country. It's like, well, that's great. Yeah. Do you think that every team that's won the national championship in history, like there haven't been teams throughout the course of the year who were actually better than that team, who screwed it up and lost in the regular season? Like, go look at any sport. Do you think the best team in the NHL always wins the Stanley Cup? You think the best NFL team always wins the Super Bowl? Like, that argument drives me nuts.
Yeah.
Ohio State, if it was a four-team playoff, had a chance to get in there that last game against Michigan. They screwed it up.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know what you want me to say about it. Like, don't screw it up. Go win the game.
Yeah.
So I mean, that argument drives me insane when people try to make it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, again, it's just more like pro sports where, you know, NFL team can mess around, lose a couple games or whatever, and then get hot late and they win it. You know, I mean, but so that's what it is. It's just become more like the NFL. But and to me, then if you're going to do that, then let's make it more like the NFL and let's have everybody get the incentive of having these games on campus, which is awesome.
Right.
The playoff games on campus are awesome, and then you got a neutral site championship game.
But they're trying to toe the line. They're trying to go right down the middle, and that's serving nobody well.
Right, because there's so many factions that, you know, are sucking on the teat of college sports. But also, real quick on the basketball, you know, Seth Davis has just infuriates me with how he has been for this. I actually had Seth Davis and Mike DeCourcy, and I did a debate with those two a year ago about this, and some of the stuff Seth said, I was like, man, are you kidding me? But one thing he said was like, what about a wall-to-wall basketball on Tuesday and Wednesday, right? Like now, it's not exciting, but I was like, well, that's one of the better things about it, at least, you know, for someone who does love basketball. And then we found out yesterday that they're basically going to, they're going to go triple header, you know, late afternoon, evening against each other. So now, none of these teams, you know, before it was like, well, 16 seeds, now we get our own TV slot at least. Like, it's great exposure for a program. Okay, I get that in the first four games. Well, now they're competing against each other. It's just going to be concurrent triple headers. So it's not even what Seth promised. And it's not – now none of these teams get that full platform. It's just a terrible – I mean, from every turn, it's like, wow, that's about as bad as it could be.
615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. We began the week asking the question, is this the week that the Nashville Predators hire a general manager? Well, the week's almost over. We'll get into that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, the game. The Nashville Sounds taking on Louisville this evening. First pitch at 6:15. You can catch all the action on 94.9 The Fan, presented by Family Leisure and Social Cantina, the Louisville Bats. The AAA affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. So, no lot of Reds fans around here.
Yeah.
Shout out to Will Morris, good, Long Hollow Church.
Good Reds year.
Fan. Having a good year. Been a little bit rough lately, but for the most part, having a good year. So, good stuff on the Reds front. How are the Brewers doing? I haven't even looked. The Sounds affiliate. Let's see here. Milwaukee Brewers are 19-16. That division is very good. Got the Cubs, the Cardinals, the Pirates, the Reds. I mean, the Reds are 20-18. They're in last place right now in the division.
Well, the more Milwaukee sports we can talk about, you know.
Better off we'll all be.
Yeah, exactly. Real quick, Ed in the YouTube chat is really interested in my olive burrs. He's asked if I make my own olive loaf. No, olive loaf is different, Ed. Olive loaf is like, that's like lunch meat. You guys ever had that before?
No.
Never had like, it's basically like bologna with olives in it.
Gross.
Yeah, I don't think you guys eat the same food up there that I do down here.
For the most part, but the olive burger is a specialty. But no, it's not olive loaf. It's just like an olive. It's basically, Ed, it's olive, you know, salad. So in other words, chopped up olives. You can do it yourself or you can buy it that's chopped up. And then it's like a little bit of mayonnaise, a little bit of lemon juice, maybe a little bit of sugar, and then you mix it all up and you put it on a burger. But there's something that the peanut barrel does that I don't have.
Well, apparently we got to get it figured out.
Yeah. So, but thank you for asking, Ed. It bringing it back to the olive. No, yeah, not olive bread. I've never heard of olive bread, man. That might be a bridge too far even for me. Olive bread? Ooh, I don't know.
No idea. 615-737-1025.
If you'd like to weigh in on olive loaf bread or
anything
burgers,
else,
yeah, let us know.
Whatever you want to do. We began the week, Joe, asking the question, is this the week that the Nashville Predators hire a general manager? That was on Monday. Well, today's Friday, and so far the answer's been no. So I'm going to go with no. That's probably not going to be what happens this week. So we'll see if they hire somebody at about 9:07 this morning when we get off the air.
Yeah.
Because that has happened before, all those things. But another week has gone by. Redemption in the YouTube chat pointing out, you know, Friedman has talked about, you know, maybe the Predators are waiting on somebody, waiting to see what happens. Redemption's throwing out Ryan Johnson, and he's not been named GM in Vancouver yet. We'll see what happens on that front. There are still people out there that believe that, you know, Tom Fitzgerald's the favorite for the job and that he's going to get hired ultimately by the Nashville Predators.
Do it then.
My response would be, okay, well, then hire him if that's the way it's going to go. So, I mean, the fact that it hasn't happened yet, I mean, does, I guess, at least suggest to me, Joe, that maybe they are waiting on somebody. Maybe they're trying to make sure they've got their bases covered with the people that they already have. But, like, if it's just as simple, like, I think some Predators fans over the last couple of weeks have just kind of resigned themselves to, well, it's going to be Tom Fitzgerald. Well, to me, if it's as simple as that, then it's not like he's waiting on anything. Go hire him and get this thing going.
Yeah, if it's as simple as that, let it be as simple as that. But the Preds wouldn't, they wouldn't do something today, right? Like, Friday is the news dump day.
I wouldn't think so.
When you hire your GM, you want, like, okay, and then now tomorrow you guys get to talk to him, and all week people can talk about it, and yay, Preds.
Yeah.
Yay, new GM.
My guess is that it's not happening today or this weekend, but, I mean, I guess I could be wrong.
Yeah, 8 p.m. tonight, you know, get a nice little press
release. The Nashville Predators have found a general manager at 1:14 Saturday morning.
Neil says it can't be Fitzgerald. If he was a guy, they would have hired him already. Well, that's kind of what you're saying. It's kind of like, I guess you can do due diligence. And is there someone else you want? Has there been anyone in the insider realm, the Friedmans of the world, the LeBruns of the world, who have said they think he's the favorite? Or there, is that just speculation?
I think it's mainly speculation. But I think it's pretty clear based on the reporting around it that he's at least pretty heavily under consideration. So, but again, to Neil's point there, if it's going to be him, then hire him at this point. I mean, the one thing that I think from our conversation on Monday, you do have to keep in mind is, like, the draft at this point, it's not like they're changing up their entire organization from a scouting standpoint before the draft comes. So that work is being done. That's the work they're going to use by the time the NHL draft comes around. As I've discussed, it's not a great free agent crop this year. Now, you would still like your general manager to get in and evaluate it for themselves and come up with some sort of plan. Like, I doubt very seriously the Predators are going to do absolutely nothing in free agency. So, like, you want to kind of get your ducks in a row there. But I guess the point is, it's not like it's, I got to come in and completely overhaul a draft plan, and then we got a month's worth of work to do on free agency because it's so loaded out there, we got to figure out a plan. Like, it is, from an off-season standpoint, relatively quiet heading into this. So, have to keep that in mind in all this.
Yeah, yeah, and that's fine. Yeah, the free agency aspect. I mean, I don't know what the heck they might be in. But again, I don't know what the heck they might do because different people would do different things.
Sure, exactly.
Let the person who would do the thing.
I mean, ultimately,
do the thing.
Yeah, right. I mean, ultimately, particularly when you're talking first round picks. I mean, the GM needs to be the one making the decision, right? Like, you can have all your information, and you can have scouting people that you trust, and you've gone through every plausible scenario of what could happen in front of you with teams moving around or who they're going to take and all these things. But ultimately, it's going to have to come down to, you know, your general manager is the final decision maker on all that. So, again, the information on it's not going to change. But depending on who they hire, I mean, their preference could change for sure, right?
Yeah,
they could,
and there's micro preferences, like this player versus that player. Then there's the macro, you know, what's the direction?
Right.
What's the overall strategy here? What's the best way to get this franchise back to actually being legitimately competitive?
Right.
Not competitive to sneak into the playoffs.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. We will get into the Titans coming up next. We got the Rex Rant coming up at 745. Teron Davenport will be with us at 8 o'clock. Weekend winners at 8:30. Not a great week for me and Rex Road. Ian is surging ahead at the moment. We'll get into all that later in the show. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 the game.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.